WPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He's still talking. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been on the floor since before 5 a.m. this morning, trying to stall the Trump budget plan from being voted on.
This runs directly contrary to what President Trump indicated in January, which was that he was going to love and cherish Medicaid. Nothing about this bill loves and cherishes Medicaid. It guts Medicaid.
The bill does include major Medicaid cuts as well as major tax cuts, many of the benefits to the wealthy. Republican Congresswoman Carol Miller from West Virginia says it will add jobs.
This bill gives the average working family a $1,300 tax cut and makes permanent the 199A small business deduction to keep our economy humming.
The new unemployment report out this morning shows a still resilient jobs picture. U.S. employers adding 147,000 jobs in the month of June. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The fireworks celebrations have begun. Tonight, if you want to see a show, there will be fireworks after the Mallards game here in Madison and at Fireman's Park in DeForest. Tomorrow, you've got tons of options. That includes, again, fireworks in DeForest and at Warner Park, plus Wanaboom in Wanakee and in Maple Bluff and Shorewood Hills and at the Monona Community Festival. If you'll be lighting fireworks yourself, safety is key. Melissa Kay reports.
Tens of thousands of people were treated in emergency departments last year in the U.S. for fireworks-related injuries. Eric Mackey, MD, an Aspirus emergency medicine physician, said they see a lot of burn injuries from fireworks.
One of the most common things that causes burns is sparklers. They are fun, and I know everybody enjoys them at this time of year, but they burn at an extremely high temperature, and even when the firework has completed, the residual stick from the sparkler remains very hot.
Mackey said firecrackers that explode can cause serious injuries.
Those can have more devastating impacts.
You should never place any part of your body directly over the firework when lighting the fuse.
The other thing we commonly see are eye-related injuries from burning embers or portions of fireworks that find their way into the eye.
Along with the more than 14,000 people treated in ERs last year, there were also 11 deaths.
Some of the other high-risk things are, again, the much more explosive firecracker.
And those loud bangs can have a devastating effect on our pets and on our military veterans who have survived combat. If you have a neighbor who is a combat veteran, please be courteous when shooting off fireworks. Consider letting them know.
That's Melissa Kay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Please stay safe this weekend. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials. Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Would you rather sleep in a doghouse or let stray dogs sleep on your bed every night? And this is every night for the rest of your life. Okay?
Well, I would have to say that the stray dogs sleeping in my bed, why not? Oh, hell. I got the Kraken. I got my border collies sleeping up there. You know,
really?
It's like a bed of hair now.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
I found the preamble to this big ugly bill. We the billionaires and our king, in order to deform and sicken our union, establish injustice, ensure domestic servility, weaken our people's defenses, undermine the general welfare, and reserve to ourselves and our posterity staggering debt servitude for eternity, do hereby instruct the Republicans in Congress to strip 17 million people of their health care.
Yeah.
Hi.
Pretty much.
Thank you, Jamie Raskin. Okay. This guy might know a little something about that. If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert. Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, hi. Oh, you're holding your own head up.
You know, I'm wondering if, you know, Dr. Doom used to be enough.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know. Can I go Hyper Doom?
I guess we're in Hyper Doom. Yes, we are.
Hyper Doom, but, you know.
Yeah. Where do we even start,
Stephanie,
this morning?
I don't know. Every day, man. Every single day.
Yeah. I mean, this bill, well, you said, first of all, you said two breaking stories. One, the sudden withdrawal of $7 billion meant to support vulnerable school children. Two, the raw glee expressed by Trump and the Republicans who opened what amounts to a concentration camp in an alligator and bug-infested swamp for migrants. Welcome to America, the cruel. That's it, right? This is just this is who we are now, I guess, and what we look like to the world until we do something about it.
Yeah, there's not even like a pretense of trying to develop, you know, quote unquote, better policy. This is simply now degenerated into just a slugfest of seeing who could develop more cruel policies than the last person. There's absolutely no explanation other than raw desire for cruelty to be inflicted on Americans and Americans who live already with adversity. I you know, the motivations here, Stephanie, are so dark. It's so awful. We're obviously not trying to fix the economy or lean towards conservative opinions about what we should be doing economically. We're just benefiting rich people and hurting people of limited means. And by the way, not just the poor. We're hurting all the MAGA aficionados who just happen to love Donald Trump no matter what.
Yeah.
And look, I don't know where this is going, but I'm actually worried, really worried.
Yeah. I mean, Mehdi Hasan said it, difficult to overstate how depraved, racist, sociopathic, and fascistic the modern Republican Party has become. I think it was Jason Bateman, who's fantastic, I think, but was saying that you particularly after what happened with this bill, you have to hang this on the whole Republican Party. This is not just, you know, Trump or Trump voters. This is the entire Republican Party.
The entire Republican Party, none of whom seem to have the wherewithal, the guts to stand up against something that's not only just bad policy, that is actually evil.
Yeah.
And I think we've crossed the Rubicon here, and we're now dealing with a different form of government than we had 5.5 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, happy birthday, America. You know, the 249-year experiment is coming to an end. We're into a new era in American policy, in, you know, domestically and internationally. And I guess we're going to have to live with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, something will happen in the midterms. But
yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm jumping for joy and enthusiasm about that either.
Yeah. I mean, but you sort of in your last thread there kind of pointed to the difference as where is this? Covey said, Greenberg said, you know, in Nazi Germany, most Germans didn't know about the concentration camps. Here we have Americans who not only know, but are buying merch of their favorite camp. I mean, that's the difference with, you know, social media and all that. People are laughing.
Yeah.
People are laughing and cheering.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you sort of, in some ways, you're hesitant to kind of really absorb what this all means for the country. And I really do think it's a turning point because, you know, at every sector of our lives, things are going in a very, very bad direction. And let's say we magically could say, okay, we're going to have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president. Even if we had that magically tomorrow, a lot of this won't be reversed.
Yeah.
What we've been doing on destroying immunization programs globally is going to kill a lot of children. There's no other way to put it. These are death sentence policies that are emanating from a cruel administration that could just care less. It's pretty wild. And the other thing that just sort of ticks me off, Steph, I must say, well, a lot ticks me off, but this in particular, here we are coming into the 4th of July weekend, and these people have effectively stolen the concept of patriotism and have embraced it in a MAGA suit of clothes that excludes people who really care about American democracy, myself included. And I'm just beside myself trying to figure this out here. But
I read a story yesterday.
You know,
I can't even find it now. There's so much bad news about the measles outbreak, and that somebody wanted to get their kid vaccinated, and how much it cost like $1,400 or something. I mean, only rich people are going to be able to afford to keep their kids alive. I mean, you know,
maybe that's the idea, Steph. You know, maybe this is the is there some plan at play here that's even more nefarious and scary than what we're actually seeing? I don't know. But, you know, people keep saying, read the entirety 900-plus page Project 2025, and it is all laid out. And I don't know where this is going to go, but we know we're very, very worried that we're changing America in a very fundamental way. And I think that's the problem right now.
Paul Begala, you obviously have a lot to say about, you know, a lot of stuff, medical research, cancer research. Paul Begala said there is a 1 in 3 chance you'll get cancer. There is an almost 0 chance you'll be hassled by an undocumented immigrant. But the GOP is spending $170 billion to go after undocumented immigrants while cutting cancer research by 40%. To around $4 billion per year. That's right, $170 million on undocumented people, $4 billion a year on cancer research. I mean, dear God, right?
No, exactly. And, you know, when they say we're cutting down, we're cutting back on research, this is not something that is a switch that you turn on and off. When you say we're cutting back on research grants for essential medical research to deal with things like cancer, that means those researchers, those men and women who are doing this work, are leaving to go somewhere else and do something else.
Yeah.
And you can't just snap your fingers and get these people back at their desks and in their laboratories. And I think this is why, you know, compared to even all of the other agencies that they're raising hell with, The stuff they're doing with HHS and global health is probably the most far-reaching and the most damaging to the well-being of all of us.
Yeah. Well, you called it a public health clown show. You and Lori Garrett went after RFK Jr., et cetera, on TV this weekend. Lori Garrett, I loved, we called her the Cassandra of COVID.
Yeah.
She pointed out, no one liked Cassandra because she was always right about how bad things were going to get.
Knowingly right, yeah.
But you said the horrific damage JFK Jr. is doing to science-based health care, to the well-being of Americans, to our globe-leading medical research, and to America's global reputation will be tough to reverse. I mean, it's like you say, that's not stuff you can just stop and start on a dime. I mean, this one, I have an entire stack for you. The FDA's top vaccine official rejected broad uses of two COVID vaccines, citing unknown risks or injuries, despite assurances of safety from dozens of staff experts, according to new documents. He's the agency's new chief medical and scientific officer, stunned agency veterans. Records show the FDA's vaccine staff members had signed off. It's the new Novavax, I'm sure that you know, vaccine, the alternative to the mRNAs. The next generation of MRI COVID shot by Moderna for anyone 12 and over. So he overruled those recommendations by the end of May, instead advised restricting the use of both COVID vaccines. The changes mean doctors will have to write so-called off-label prescriptions for younger people who want protection from the virus, which experts said could be a barrier for some patients. They're just making it harder.
The day before yesterday, we actually had credible scientists and physicians and public health experts making decisions that would safeguard as best as possible the health and well-being of Americans. Then all of a sudden, by fiat, we have clowns and fools and liars, basically, occupying the highest positions in government when it comes to making healthcare decisions, and they're led by their gang leader, Bobby Kennedy Jr., you know, the guy with the dead bear cub in Central Park, and the brain worm, and the other insanity, and the damage he's done globally around vaccines. This is the guy in charge now. You know, we beg the American Medical Association, do everything you can to get this confirmation defied by appropriate medical legitimacy. And Senator Cassidy, who ran the committee, probably would have rejected Kennedy if organizations like the American Medical Association.
And then he lied. And then he lied about lying. When a congresswoman said, "You lied to Senator Cassidy," and he said, "No, I never made any such promise to Senator Cassidy." It's on tape. We just played a brilliant John Oliver monologue, Doc, where he debunks all these ridiculous statistics that are complete, like half the people in Japan have diabetes. And he is, as you said here in your thread, you said, a victory for the purveyors of crackpot science and debunked conspiracies. He is just a crackpot. And I mean, when a comedian does a better job than the medical community of going, this guy's a crackpot, and every single statistic he threw out is complete BS.
Complete BS. And it's not harmless BS. And this is the thing that's driving me crazy, Steph. The BS that he's spouting is affecting you. It's affecting our children. And it will for a very, very long time. And, you know, it's like one of the subtle things, of course, is that the people who are going to be affected are the people with the least political power.
Yeah.
And that is basically immoral. And that's what we're dealing with now.
Doc, this HHS cancels junk science journal subscriptions is the headline. Scientists at several federal agencies are losing access to scientific literature published by Springer Nature, which produces the prestigious journal Nature, among many other high-profile titles. The HHS said precious taxpayer dollars should not be used on subscriptions to junk science. Well, here we are. Up is down, black is white. Real science, they call junk science. Their junk science is what they call real science.
You know, I thought you were going to say precious taxpayer dollars should not be used to fund crackpot lunatics in charge of our health agencies.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to say, but no. Disappointed again.
Can I just say, Bobby Kennedy Jr. gave a rambling interview to Tucker Carlson, going deep into anti-vaccine rhetoric, accused Anthony Fauci of creating COVID-19. He's such a lunatic. But admitting Trump's trade wars are hurting people and businesses, every now and again he says something true, right? He said Joe Biden pardoned Fauci because, quote, he had a lot of liability on creating coronavirus. When Tucker Carlson even asked what the rationale would be for engineering a deadly virus in a foreign lab, the health secretary had no answer. Because, of course, he didn't, because he is a lunatic. He said, oh, I try not to look into other people's heads. And then he went on to say vaccines cause autism.
We got worms to do that. We don't need people looking into other people's heads. Yeah, exactly.
These are the conversations they're having in 2025. Carlson said, do you think overall the COVID vaccine killed more people than it saved? Bobby Kennedy said, my opinion on that's irrelevant. I wouldn't say one way or the other. Oh, my God. All right, quickly, I just have to save this because you're doing such great work in Ukraine. Ann Applebaum says Trump is slowly, quietly lifting sanctions on Russia and halting previously allocated munitions to. Without an announcement, U.S. policy is beginning to favor not a ceasefire, but Russian success. Tweet 2, Zelensky signed a mineral rights deal with Trump in exchange for weapons shipments, only for the Trump administration to come out and say they're halting weapons shipment. Let this be a lesson to every country, quote-unquote, negotiating with this regime. I said this at the time, Doc. Zelensky should not trust Trump as far as he could throw him. I said he's going to welch on this the weapons deal after he gets the minerals.
But Zelensky had no choice. What's he going to do? He needed and needs and will need the United States of America, in addition to Europe, supporting his ability to defend their democracy from this lunatic next door.
It's just he's a liar. Like, I knew that he was going to do this to him. That he's like, oh, thanks for the mineral rights. And he's going to, you know, and back out on his part of the deal on the weapons. It's just... it's a bad week, Doc.
But it's a bad week, Steph.
Happy 4th of July. Hooray.
Yeah, let's go set off some damn fireworks.
Yeah. Let's celebrate the America we love, and we're going to bring back someday.
Yippee. All right.
All right. All right. 21 minutes after the hour. That was his version of Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by one of the We Can Have Nice Things moments in my life. Cozy Earth! Oh, I love my Cozy Earth sheets. I just do. You know, it's hot here now. I don't know if it's hot where you are, but you know that struggle. You're looking for that cold spot. If you have dogs, they always find it first.
That's right.
And then they cannot be moved. Cozy Earth sheets, they are not your average sheet made from viscose from bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding, naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And then it's almost too much that I have the Cozy Earth pajamas, too. It's almost too much luxury. Except for the great deal I get you.
Can you ever have too much luxury?
No, you really can't. Now, I even have the all-day tee and studio pant collection. Whoa. Ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try them, you're going to want to wear them everywhere. The best part, no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Try them during this hottest stretch of the year if you're not completely in love. Send them back. Luxury, not out of reach. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. The best selling temperature regulating sheets, apparel, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Code is Stephanie.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie. Stephanie. You know those brutal summer nights, tossing, turning, flipping the pillow, trying to find that cool spot? I've been there. That's exactly why I switched to Cozy Earth Sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo, and they're designed to naturally wick away heat and moisture, helping your body stay several degrees cooler at night. I didn't realize how much a difference that makes till I tried them. Studies show that when your body sleeps cooler, it releases more melatonin, so you fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake up feeling actually rested. Plus, cooler sleep can even help you regulate your mood. Cozy Earth completely transformed my 5 to 9, that time that matters most. And with their 100-night sleep trial, you've got nothing to lose. Test them out during the hottest nights of the year, and if you don't love them, send them back. But trust me, you will not want to. Upgrade your summer. Go to CozyEarth.com, use my code Stephanie, and save up to 40% on temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. That is CozyEarth.com. Don't forget that code is Stephanie. Sleep cooler, lounge lighter, stay cozy. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Fred in New Hampshire. Hi, Fred.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a one-sentence poem that's patriotic for our country, and okay. It's a question. Here it is.
Okay.
As firecrackers boom throughout our great land, isn't it comforting to know that somewhere a Trump supporter is blowing off their own hand?
Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
Wow. All right. Okay. No, thank you. All right. Everybody, go find your joy, your patriotic joy this weekend. Do it. People are under a lot of strain. Okay. Let's do an update. Shall we, Christopher?
Okay.
Elias says, here's what's happened. Since Trump claimed he totally obliterated Iran's nuclear program, one, it immediately came out the damage was minimal. Their race to a bomb had been set back by a few months at best. Two, Iran quickly got back to work enriching uranium. Three, Iran blocked all access to its nuclear facilities by international inspectors, leaving us with zero visibility into their progress towards a bomb. Trump could not have botched this more if he tried. Well, at least the jobs numbers are good. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, no. A shock jobs report shows the worst unemployment drop in years and a massive blow to Trump economy. Minus 33,000 jobs after a gain of 110,000 was expected. Second month in a row of jobs reports falls well below expectations. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, my God. Yep. 29 minutes after the hour. Frangela coming up. Woo-hoo. Hooray.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a late one. The legislature passed the budget very early this morning, and Governor Tony Evers signed it after 1 a.m. On the federal level, we're approaching the July 4th deadline President Donald Trump wanted lawmakers to meet with their large budget bill. After saying dozens of times that he wouldn't support it, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson changed his mind and voted yes. Senator Tammy Baldwin called that flip disgusting. Joanne Krulatz takes us to the floor of the U.S. Senate, where Baldwin testified that 17 million Americans will lose Medicaid or Affordable Care Act coverage.
That is like stripping health care coverage from the entire populations of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa combined.
Baldwin said that the bill also strips food benefits from the neediest Americans to provide tax cuts for the wealthiest.
The Republican bill gives people at the top one-tenth of 1%, the richest of the rich, a tax cut of more than $250,000 every year.
Republican Ron Johnson backpedaled on his previous opposition to the bill, voting to pass it. He did not speak on the floor, but released a statement in which he said the bill avoids a $4 trillion automatic tax increase and a debt default. Johnson called the bill a step forward, but warned there is still a long way to go to reduce spending.
Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has signed two bills meant to bring nuclear power to Wisconsin. The bills would allow a study of potential nuclear fusion sites and create a nuclear power summit board. That board would then host a conference here in Madison meant to draw power companies to the state. Lawmakers had said they want Wisconsin to become the Silicon Valley of nuclear power, while Evers says it's a step toward more carbon-free energy production. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The John and Gordy Show.
I don't want to see Governor Evers go. Dan Schaefer is saying, no. Oh, yeah. You know, he's great, but he's too old. Mm. My ass, he's too old.
Well, he's your age.
Stop it. Yes. Yes, he's my age. So I
think that has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. I feel insulted, Dan. Okay, that was a hidden reason why I didn't want to tell anybody, but thank you, Gordy, for telling everybody my secret.
Well, weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Quick service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S. kids and the Ad Council.
Republicans.
Republican leadership and the White House are jamming this bill down our throats. And for what? We are not on a deadline, no looming crisis. We're here because Donald Trump wants a 4th of July party to celebrate this garbage bill. He wants fireworks and flags and cameras, not for this country, but for himself. Sounds more like a cult than a Congress to me.
Could say I love me some Jim McGovern.
Yeah.
Bringing the fire. Rube Pundit with some advice. He says any House Republicans looking for cover to vote against the bill were given a gift in the terrible jobs numbers. Less than 6 months in, the Trump economy is failing. Are you going to cause it to sink even more just to appease a deranged lump of moldy cheddar? Well, we have our answer, and the answer is yes, they are going to appease the lumpy mold of lump of moldy cheddar.
Last time I checked, Hakeem Jeffries was still talking. Let me double check.
Yeah. Okay. Douglas says we're already heading into a recession. The dollar is falling. Jobs were supposed to be up 100,000 in June, but instead they're down 33,000. Trumpflation was supposed to go down, but instead is going up. And Jessica, with one last one, both parties are the same. One party feed kids lunch at school. The other party feed people to alligators. Have I ever said that before, that both sides don't do it? I think that's worth pointing out.
Jeffries is still talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark in Portland. Hi, Mark. Hello, Mark. Ooh,
good afternoon or good morning.
Yes.
Hi. So, can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes.
So my idea is that the blue states should have an obligation to withhold federal tax dollars to the federal government after being attacked and penalized by the rogue administration. And it's more of a declaration of codependence from the federal government on blue states, because blue states actually run this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the financial backing.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Seska talked about this yesterday, about just finding new creative ways to fight back against.
It's not entirely legal to withhold money from.
Well, that really holds them back, doesn't it? What does Joy Reid say? Who will join us Monday on the show? Rules are not. Or what is it? Order. The regular order is not sufficient in the face of fascism.
Right.
Oh, here it is. The Jason Bateman. He is so cute and also smart and
so
funny.
Cute.
And a great actor.
You should listen to Smartless.
I have not listened to his podcast, but I love him as an actor.
It's a great podcast.
Him and Will Arnett. I love Will Arnett.
Yeah. Aw. But Sandra makes a great point. She says, Jason Bateman is right. It's time to start calling out his voters, not him. Trump voters just increased the deficit by $5 trillion. Trump voters just deported a kid with cancer. Trump voters just approved kicking 13 million people off health insurance. Trump voters are excited about selling off our public lands. They don't get to hide behind their votes. They knew what they were voting for, and they are responsible for the consequences. I think that's just a smart point, you know, politically. All right, let's go. Oh, it's Kevin in D.C. Kevin! Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, lovely Steffi and everybody.
Yeah, hello.
And because of the situation out there, and where my family's not celebrating on the 4th, we're actually doing on the 5th and calling the celebrations because there's very little 4th of July stuff going on. However,
you know what your family could do for you in America? Get you a better phone to call into this Stephanie Miller show. I have one patriotic wish.
Yeah. Because right now you kind of sound like Tom Homan.
yes. It's not your enunciation, though.
Right.
It's your phone.
Right.
Okay, I keep trying to tell all the stories I can from L.A., Chris and Bella, because we're here, you know, and we're witnesses to all this. This one, King of Comics, said Alvera Street, a very historic part of downtown. Also, Los Angeles is a ghost town right now, thanks to Trump and the ICE raids. They aren't just trying to deport hardworking people. They're trying to destroy the local and state economy.
They are.
I love Alvera Street. Did I ever tell you the story? We shot a bit there for my disastrous late night TV show.
The one that lasted 12 weeks out of a 13-week run.
This bit was funny, though. It was a bit where I was on every channel. We shot a thing. I was on the fishing channel.
Okay.
But then I was always also on Spanish language.
Univision or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Telemundo.
Like I was, I was on every single channel. And so we shot it at Alvera Street.
Right.
And I was dressed in a, you know, I don't know, with a sombrero or something probably vaguely racist. And
what do you mean, vaguely?
Yeah, and I was singing in Spanish with a guitar. And so we shot that at Alvera Street. And I just remember the Disney executives saying they were standing there with all the people. And they were like, she's terrible. She can't sing, and she can't even speak Spanish. So I was trying to sing in Spanish badly.
Right, but that was comedy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching Ugly Betty, and it's amazing how many times they use the word tranny or he, she, or whatever for the transsexual character. Like, it's you know, stuff's changed.
I'm rewatching Sex in the City again because Jack has never seen it all the way through. So I'm like, you're going to sit down and you're going to learn. So we were sitting down and watching it, and the amount of jokes and crazy statements that these women are making, like the whole bisexual episode.
Right.
It's crazy.
They were like, okay back then.
Yeah. Like
almost every bit we did in the 90s on KBC would get us fired.
Oh, today. God. Yeah, I mean.
What? Whoa.
She has them all now.
No, Ugly Betty is actually a very progressive show. Mm-hmm. It's actually
really
good, but it just, the terminology and stuff that was okay.
There's a transsexual character a major character.
Right. No, and it's actually a really good storyline about it, but it's just, your 2025 sphincter snapshot, you're like, tranny, jokes, and Hey.
On Alvera Street, I hope you went to the place where the taquito was invented.
I used to go there all the time as a kid. I used to go with my grandma, and it's really sad that this is happening.
It's a wonderful place.
And I was thinking about this yesterday because I was in an Albertsons randomly, and like there was this man behind me who was speaking on the phone in Spanish, and I didn't even clock it, but I just thought, I was like, you know, I would feel so much safer in Los Angeles in a room full of Latino men than a room full of white men.
Yeah. Thank
just
you.
Putting
well,
that out
that's
there.
Statistically smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, have you ever deliberately been in an Albertsons or only randomly? Just
I was just randomly.
I don't usually shop there. It's the only place around.
I don't usually shop there.
If I'm in a food desert and it was the only supermarket, that's where I would go.
Yeah, and Mondami isn't your mayor. Okay. All these stories, I just feel the need to share. Vesh says, today at 7 a.m., my neighbor drove north in Ventura County. She and her husband saw the beautiful fields full of busy workers. When they drove home around 1:30, they witnessed those same workers being handcuffed and dragged away. Her husband was physically ill, and she cried the whole 3 hours home. I do not recognize this country. I mean, and it's not just, by the way, like, horribly immoral and dumb. Economically, this one, somebody threaded dear entire rest of America. You might want to set aside a lot more money for fresh produce in the near future. Here in California, farm fields are presently bursting with crops that are going unpicked and will rot within days. Thank the ramped up ICE raids here in Ventura and across the state, which has resulted in a near 80% drop off in worker attendance. No pickers, no produce, and you thought eggs were expensive. Wait for it. That and that they upped the ICE budget to more than most militaries, $40 billion in this budget, is just, this last one I saved, LA Times, it's just LA under siege. I'm running out of words to say. We're under attack. Masked, this is from the LA Times, masked unidentified agents have been systematically cornering brown-skinned people in a show of force across Southern California, tackling those who attempt to leave, arresting them without probable cause, and placing them in dungeon-like conditions without access to lawyers, according to a new federal lawsuit. We'll talk to Mayor Bass next week about the lawsuit. It describes the region as under siege, carrying out indiscriminate immigration raids, flooding street corners, bus stops, parking lots, agricultural sites, day labor corners. It seeks to block the Trump administration's ongoing pattern and practice of flouting the Constitution and federal law during immigration raids in the L.A. area. These guys are popping up rampant all over the city, just taking people randomly, and we want that particular practice to end, said the ACLU, who's part of this suit. What's happening here is flagrantly illegal. Mm-hmm. That's what I just asked Glenn Kirshner yesterday, right? I'm like, what the I'm like, can local police arrest them? Like, what can we do? We can't just stand by, right, and watch this madness.
I don't know.
Mel in Maryland. Hey, Mel.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Good
How
morning.
Are you today?
You know, what could be better?
Now, I just wanted to, just briefly, there's a lot of references going around about alligator, Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, it's really a misnomer to name it that, because the people who were imprisoned at Alcatraz, they were violent criminals found guilty in a court of law. They had their due process. Yeah. They were arrested, charged. The men, women, and children who Trump is picking up and throwing into this god-awful facility in Florida, they haven't had due process. They're American citizens.
Yep.
They don't have criminal records. And here's the worst part. Where this thing is sitting, it's in a deadly hurricane zone. When, yeah. when a hurricane,
which, which is the point.
But when a hurricane hits,
yeah.
these people, men, women, and children, they're going to die. They're going to drown in these cages. This is the most inhumane thing imaginable, and it makes you wonder, you know, is this what our country has become? America is better
yes.
than this, or
yes.
at least it used to be.
Exactly
it used
right.
to be.
That's
and
what
it's at, I mean. And,
I gotta
I mean,
say,
really, Stephanie, if you see it,
I gotta say, this is this thread I was about to read. Y'all gotta stop asking what the plan is when a hurricane hits Alligator Auschwitz. The plan is they all die. That's the whole plan.
Yeah, yeah.
The cruelty
they die.
Is the point. And, you know, but I got to say, Mel, thank you for your humanity. That's all we can do.
Oh, thank
is keep
you.
You know, but you know what I mean? Like, keep our own humanity.
Yeah.
This July 4th, celebrate the America you love and the America that, you know, we're determined to bring back. I don't know what else to say.
And don't
right?
blow off your fingers.
Right. I mean, please. And thank you. And by the thank you to the Mels in Maryland yeah. who just called and all of our callers and listeners. Stephen Beschloss said, we can't look away, even though we want to. We have to recognize they'll continue to escalate the cruelty, the madness, and the lawlessness as long as they get away with it. It's up to us to speak out, to push back, to refuse to let this hateful regime win. Hear, hear. God bless the United States. And happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep your fingers on your hands.
Yes, please. Keep all your digits.
Yes.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the CBD that I... Look, the grooming van is here.
Oh.
I just gave Bonnie and Clyde their CBD for pets from CB Distillery.
So they're loopy.
Oh, they're a little, you know... Yeah, they're going to ask for cornrows again. They're all, you know... playing their Bob Marley music upstairs. I'm telling you, it calms them so they can do pedicures. Because, you know, no dogs like the nail clipping.
No.
So I'm just telling you, they have something for everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. You had a back thing. It works like magic on my back. I think I'm having a sympathy back thing with you. Just something.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay, maybe I'm transferring it to you because it's
yes.
slightly better today.
Yes, thank you. I'll take it. Okay. I'll take your pain.
All right.
Because I give and I give.
And no, you're actually taking from me.
Right. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise for your pets. You name it. If you're struggling with any health concern, you haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you. Because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. A great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks,
yes.
Doc.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy, July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I got it.
Well, you keep twisting your headphone cord up and makes it shorter.
Gave purple nurple. Okay. Christopher.
Yes?
Who said, we are waiting any moment now to get the jobs number for the month of June. The expectations call for numbers to be up 110,000. Right now, seeing the number actually showing a decline in jobs down to 33,000. Who said that?
Flounder the fish from Little Mermaid.
No, that was a good guess. Okay. Flounder-eyed Marita Bartiromo,
oh, okay.
Who does not like getting bad news about Donald Trump live on the air.
Why are you talking like Barbara Walters?
I don't know. Hi, I'm Maria Bartiromo. Yes, in case you had not heard, pardon me. 33,000 jobs lost in June. They were expecting to gain 110. Biden's administration had no monthly job losses. For those, you know, keeping track, if you like to math the math there at home, the U.S. economy added jobs 48 consecutive months under Biden, even during COVID. Tell me again how Trump is so great for the U.S. economy, please. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. That was a Kelly. Okay. And this just in. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell made it clear the Fed would have lowered rates again this year if not for Trump's insane tariffs. Has Baby been triggered yet? Has he gone on his deporting Jerome Powell rant yet this morning? I
haven't seen one yet. I'll check.
Okay. All right. Senator Warren, thank you on this unbelievable latest bending of the knee with Paramount settling. She said this looks like bribery in plain sight. It absolutely is. It's absolute plain bribery, blackmail, whatever you want to call it. Paramount folded at the same time it needs Trump approval for a $1 billion merger. I'm calling for an investigation into whether anti-bribery laws were broken, and I'm working on a new bill to rein in this kind of corruption. And I think it was Senator Merkley said that he would be for prosecuting. Mm-hmm. That is such an obvious bribery, quid pro quo, whatever you want to call it. There's that thing again. Quid pro quo.
I'm surprised you're able to pronounce that.
I know. I am, too. I think it's because I just did my Maui about a Womo.
Okay.
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Quo. Okay. Oh, here's the one I was remembering. Personality of Cult said, Trump supporters, please understand, I am also sad for what's about to happen to you and your children, even if you don't care about me and mine. That's the difference between us. Hakeem Jeff, never mind. That's too sad. It's too far past now that we only need four Republicans with a soul. We didn't get them because there aren't that many. Give me Jamie Raskin. On the House floor. And scene.
They're talking about throwing 17 million Americans off of their health insurance. It's a $1 trillion cut in Medicaid. Meantime, he's telling them that they shouldn't be touching Medicaid. So I pointed that out. Apparently, it came to his attention, and he just launched into one of his inimitable diatribes. I suppose I don't mind being called a loser several times by Donald Trump, given that he's our only president who has lost the popular vote for president in two different elections.
Okay, what Chris has just handed me is possibly the saddest document ever in America.
Yes, I had to hand that to you.
Trump won over big, beautiful Bill holdouts by giving them signed merch. Wow, that's what it takes to sell out America and all your constituents now.
Yes, a signed hat.
And he doesn't even know what's in the bill, as Jamie Raskin just said.
Right.
He met with congressional Republicans yesterday, and he said, he told Republicans at the meeting, there's three things Congress shouldn't touch if they want to win elections, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. But we're touching Medicaid in this bill, one member responded. Oh, my God. He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything.
Here's a hat.
But here... some Trump cologne, which smells like
ass.
Russian hooker pee, poopy diapers, and fascism. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. Okay, here's today's story. A man who rescued a 9-year-old girl from a shark attack is now sitting in an ICE detention center awaiting deportation. No criminal record at all. Mm-hmm. Do you think Trump might pardon him since he hates sharks? Which does he hate more, sharks or immigrants? It's hard to say. Thomas says hearing Trump say he intends to detain and deport even American citizens born here years ago, who he personally regards as bad, should chill everyone to the bone. Yeah, said the rapist, 34-count felon traitor, says he's going to decide who's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one last one. Ellie says this is the tipping point. This is the test. Alligator Alcatraz is selling merchandise. Miami canceled their elections. The largest legal transfer of wealth passed. Gaza genocide flaunted mercilessly. Election drop-offs proved statistically impossible. The chaos is intentional. The overwhelm is the weapon. We're supposed to feel helpless and scared and divided. We have time, but not much of it. It is time. This July 4th. Let's... rededicate ourselves to getting back the America we love. Nancy Pelosi on the House floor yesterday.
This big, beautiful bill. Well, if beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then you, GOP, you have a very blurred vision of what America is about. Is it beautiful to cut off food from seniors and children? Is it beautiful to cut off 17 million people from health care? Is it beautiful to do this, to give tax cuts to billionaires in our country?
Yeah. And Representative Sydney, I don't know, Kamlager? I don't know if I'm saying that right. She's from out here in California.
Kamlager Dove.
Yeah, here we go.
We have a president that is more committed to selling fragrances than he is to telling the truth. And they are negotiating with this person about bending the knee to him rather than bending the knee to the constituents.
Yep. Laura in Sacramento. Hey, Laura.
Good morning. I am the proud daughter of a B-17 pilot that flew out of Debich, England on all his missions and flew over and bombed Nazi Germany.
Wow.
He has passed away a few years ago, but he would be devastated by what's going on. I am a proud American, but I'm very, very disappointed. And one of the things that you have run on your show, and I watch you every day, he can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's so disappointing. Thank you for everything. I love you to pieces.
I love
and,
you.
And I'll keep watching you.
Yeah, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh, don't cry, please. We all got each other.
Yep.
That's what this is all about.
Group hug.
So, yeah, ooh, big group hug. Seth in L.A. Hey, Seth.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hold on, I was with the dog.
Oh.
First of all, Chris, when do I get to start cursing on air?
No.
You don't get to start cursing on air.
No.
Okay.
Please don't send us to the FCC gulag, please.
We've already been there.
They're making it so tough. So the thing about MAGA is they all want Kim Jong, their own Kim Jong-un.
Yes, they do. We are full-on North Korea. Frangela. Yeah. Next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans are ready to vote on President Trump's $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and spending cuts. And even though they have been up all night, they still haven't voted yet. The reason, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, using his leadership status to talk against Medicaid and food stamp cuts in the bill. He's been doing that for more than 5 hours this morning. A better-than-expected jobs report in the month of June. 147,000 jobs added last month, more than the 110,000 that were expected.
The improved employment picture last month came despite tariff-induced slowdowns in hiring and continuing layoffs in federal government. The downside of stronger hiring, though, is that the Federal Reserve may be less inclined to reduce interest rates when the Board of Governors meets at the end of this month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A drive-by shooting in Chicago has left 4 people dead and 14 wounded, 3 of them critically. It happened outside a nightclub. Witnesses say a dark car pulled up and those inside began shooting at the crowd. This is ABC News.